We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, this is the Barry Alvarez Radio Show. Now, here's Matt LePay and Barry Alvarez.
Welcome into the Barry Alvarez Show, our monthly chat with the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. Big day yesterday as Coach Alvarez announcing his retirement plans. He will step down at the end of June after a wildly successful run as a head coach and as the athletic director. We'll get his thoughts on a long day, but a good day yesterday and the celebration that will be continuing. Also get his thoughts on the new women's basketball coach and the hockey team, the women's hockey team winning another national title. We'll get it rolling right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
At Dairyland Seed, we're proud to support our Wisconsin Badgers on their quest for a Big Ten championship. Just like we're proud to support Wisconsin farmers on their quest for higher yields. With a broad portfolio of corn, alfalfa, silage, and industry-leading Enlist E3 soybeans, we have a seed designed to perform on your acres and in your soil. All supported by the most dedicated team of experts in the business. Find the right seeds for your fields and operation at DairylandSeed.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Business as usual is a thing of the past, but the entrepreneurial spirit keeps us closing in on our dream. That's why U.S. Bank makes sure solutions are a conversation away, so we can help you adapt and evolve your business, no matter what comes up. Because even in uncertainty, you can be certain we have your back. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
catches it. The spin move. Drop step to the baseline.
Two-handed jam.
Steps back for three. Nailed it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Got it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Wisconsin.
This is the Barry Alvarez Show, brought to you by Culver's, where you can enjoy the original Culver's Butter Burger, fresh beef cooked to order and topped with a lightly buttered toasted bun. Welcome to Delicious, our monthly conversation with the athletics director at the University of Wisconsin. Hopefully he still has a voice. He put through the ringer yesterday, many functions at the Kohl Center and a couple of virtual functions with donors and alums, a lot of great friends of UW Athletics. So I guess the first question, are you holding up? You just still got a voice left after yesterday?
Yeah, actually it was a lot of fun. I thought the announcement went very well. I had people from BTN call and say how impressed they were. And you know, our guys do such a good job of setting it up, and they were pleased with it. I couldn't have been more pleased, and had a chance to visit with some players and some friends. And then afterwards, really good people were on the call with our donors. And then the foundation, I did a Zoom call with the foundation, Mike Kinetter, although I had some difficulties. my deal kept going on, in and out. Anyhow, it was good. It's good to visit with him a little bit anyhow.
Yeah, virtual world. We found out that the last year that it works, sometimes not 100%, right?
Yeah.
The pitch count of Zoom calls and StreamYard, you probably lost count here over the last year. You mentioned some players, and I had a chance to say hi to a couple of them yesterday, but it seemed like you had pretty much the eras covered. Brooks was there, right? Was
Brooks drove down from Minneapolis. He came up afterwards. We had a little reception, and he came out to the house and visited a little bit afterwards. Always good to spend time with Brooksy. Tosh was there, and of course Tarek was there trying to renew his scholarship.
Of course.
So yeah, we had a few different eras there.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, we have fun with Tarek. It does look like he could probably give you a few reps out there. He's a loyal dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he throw it in there for you. I promise you that.
The thing about it, we visited before everything started yesterday, and fun was the key word, because you didn't know if it'd be emotional or whatever, but you were determined yesterday that it was going to be a fun day. It was a day to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the tape, just happened to be watching ESPN, I guess, and Roy Williams came on to announce his retirement, and it was very emotional. He was breaking down throughout, and I said, I didn't want to do that. Yeah, I thought our fans, our people would really enjoy some of those stories, and that's easy for me to tell those stories, and I knew it wouldn't be near as emotional if I could tell funny stories and share some things, some insight of how all this thing went down, and stories about Shalala and my grandkids and John Wiley and some of those things. I just thought it'd be easier, and Cindy's stories are always funny as hell. So I just thought that would be easier for me and people would enjoy the insight.
Well, I know a lot of people I talked to, so they were really entertained with your stories. And yeah, let's be honest, they don't get old. And as you said yesterday, you always have fans who come up to you and talk about the Rose Bowl experiences. That doesn't get old either, right?
No.
That's what it's about, to be able to play in games like that.
You know, you sat 30-some years between the 62 Rose Bowl and our 90-some Rose Bowl and 94 Rose Bowl, and the people that went, you know, it was an unbelievable experience, and they want to share it. They want to tell me about it. That's okay. I enjoy every one of them. Yeah, you know, they want to share it, and that's good. Good stuff.
I always tell people I've been lucky in my career. I've been in a lot of great venues, but second place is distant to the Rose Bowl. It just doesn't get any better.
Yeah, I've said that all along. You know, first time we went with Iowa, I can remember we hadn't gone there before the game, and you're getting ready to take the field, and it's so beautiful. It just takes your breath away, and you can realize middle of the second quarter as you're going through the motions, looking around, hey, we're in the middle of a game here. And so I always, and I talked to Paul about it. I talked to Brett about it. You know, take the teams there first. You know, we used to go straight from the airport landing, go there and walk around, get a feel for it even before they painted it. And then you could go the day before the game and see it painted. But I always felt like it was important for the kids to see that, because I've said many times, it's the prettiest venue in all of sport.
We mentioned you had some, you know, former players who were there yesterday. You mentioned a few of them. I would imagine you're going to get a steady stream, and maybe that's well underway, of former players who have reached out via text or just reached out to you. I mean, of all the thank yous, I would imagine that means the most, as you hear from the guys who played for you over the years.
Yeah, and sharing how you might have influenced their lives, or some of the things that lessons learned through football that they carry off in their current business or managing their family. I just finished reading an email from a wrestler that I had in 1972 in Lincoln Northeast High School. He's a doctor now, and he does lectures and so on and so forth. And he said, I talk about how you influenced my life, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those just keep streaming in. He said, I don't know if you remember. Well, I do remember. I remember all the kids that I coached, and they're really special. And, you know, I answer every one of them. So I've been busy. I mean, I stayed up late last night just going through emails and texts from friends and former players, just answering them.
I would guess that when you had your news conference yesterday and you talked about the state championship you guys won, Mason City.
Yeah, right.
Where you put that on the same plane as Rose Bowl championships. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What makes the state high school as special?
Well, you know, you have to understand, I went to Mason City just like I came here. I was coaching in the middle of Nebraska, my first head coaching job. I inherited a team of all sophomores were the best players. We ended up second in the state that year. The next year we were second in the state again. I had every kid coming back. Five kids off that team played on Nebraska's team, and probably another three or four played at some level college football. I thought I had the best team in the state. I wasn't looking. I was really excited about coaching them, and I got a call from Mason City, Iowa. There's a former Nebraska superintendent of schools took the Mason City job, and Roger Clough, he said, I've been following your career. We've gone through two or three rounds of interviews. We can't find a coach that we like. You know, I know about you. I'd like to fly you and your wife up to talk about it. So long story short, they hadn't won. They convinced me to take the job. Actually, Cindy convinced me to take it. She says, you know what? This is really a nice town. You know how to win. I think we should take this job. It's a little raise, you know. And back then when you're making maybe $8,000 and you go to $11,000, that's a big bump, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So anyhow, we go there and we start from scratch. We only had 30 guys out our first year. And then we get good, you know? I put in a weight program, that year-round program. I did everything. I was all in. And, I had the town behind me. Kids all jumped in. And so you start from scratch, much like we did here. And in 3 years, we're state champs. And I got, you know, I put six Division I players in, you know, in school there the last 2 years, and a number of others that played at school. So it's taking something that wasn't very good and making it good and winning a championship, being the best in the state. So, you know, I've been through that. I mean, it's the same feeling. It really is.
Yeah.
We're close to the kids. I had a reunion with five of the kids from that team this summer.
Wow. That's a great story. That really is. It's great, great perspective. We'll take a break. We'll have more as we continue with this month's edition of the Barry Alvarez Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt LePay. Join 1 million or more people across the nation to change the future of health. The All of Us Research Program at the University of Wisconsin is calling on you to enroll in the largest health research program of its kind. Those who join will share information about their health over time. Researchers will study the data, and what they learn can improve health for generations of Badger fans. Visit allofus.wisc.edu or call 888-294-2661 and find out how you can become one in a million.
To heed a higher purpose. At Quartz, it's our mission. You see, we believe that a health insurance company should provide more than just health insurance. To not only offer members access to the highest quality care at the lowest possible cost, but to serve its communities in times of need. That's why at the onset of COVID-19, we made over 8,000 outbound calls to those most in need. Simply put, at Quartz, we heed a higher purpose. Coverage underwritten by one of the family of Quartz insurers. Copyright 2020 Quartz Health Solutions, Inc.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger basketball fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
In a challenging time, you're willing to put in the work to find your path forward. Someday, you will finish your degree. You think a lot about someday. UW-Madison Online can help with a degree program for wherever you are in life. Our highly ranked bachelor's in personal finance is fully online and has the flexibility to fit your career and your family. With UW-Madison Online, you can earn your degree wherever you call home. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
We continue with the Barry Alvarez Show, about the conversation with the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. Such a big day yesterday with the announcement of Barry be stepping down from the AD role at the end of June. So not done yet. There is still some stuff ahead. And we'll actually get to some of the events here of recent times, including a new women's basketball coach, the Badger women's hockey team winning another national championship. I want to continue to get into some of the stories from yesterday, and I'm always, Barry, and maybe it's the time of year when you think about it, or people like me think about it as a fan of college football, of when you got here and the last game preceding your arrival, the actual attendance was less than 15,000, probably closer to 10. How long did it take you? I mean, you came in with great confidence, the famous line in your opening news conference. How long did it take you before you had a real firm grasp? Maybe it was right away, but a real firm grasp of the task at hand. How daunting.
It didn't take long. You know, having worked with an elite team. And actually, when I left Iowa, we had gone to six straight bowl games, really had a lot of good players. We're number one in the country, beat the number one. We had a 1-2 matchup with Michigan there and beat them. So we were number one for that week, then got upset. But, you know, playing at a high level and then going to Notre Dame, you know, losing one game the two previous years, you're working with elite athletes. You got a chance to win and expect to win every game. Then you come in and you see the void. You know, offensively, I can remember that second year, you know, we won our first road game, the last game of the year at Minnesota. And I thought we were really moving the ball. And I think at the end of the game, we had 190 yards, but at least we were getting a few first downs. But we couldn't get a first down that first year. You know, we just lacked skilled players, quarterback position. He just didn't have anybody. There was some potential in the offensive line. They had some big guys. Had we had them for a few years, they'd have been very good players. But you couldn't move the ball. We were playing pretty good defense. We played well enough on defense that you know, we should have won some games, but you couldn't move the ball. You just kept, you know, we were playing games and our defense was playing, they were playing 95 snaps a game because they'd go right, that's three and out. So the second year, I thought we got competitive. We moved the ball a little bit. Bev, you know, came on a little, and the young guys, Doremus and Montgomery Moss and those guys, they were getting a little more mature. Our line was getting better. You know, we were really competitive that year. Had we had that team, been with us for a few years, that was probably a 7 or 8 win team. The next year was probably an 8 or 9 win team. we lost a third year. We lost some close games right at the end of the game. You know, had we known how to win and been around winning, those would have been bowl seasons. And we were right there the second and third year, just a little shy of the second, third year. We should have been in a bowl.
Go ahead. You know, I always thought this was when fans, in those early years, when fans really got an understanding of what you meant by hidden yardage, too, because the offense was still trying to find its way, a good punter, and your gunners. You guys did a good job, it seemed, of tilting the field as best you could and giving your offense the best chance eventually.
Yeah, we're a field position team. You know, we weren't going to take a lot of chances. We're going to take we take a shot every once in a while, but we're going to try to move the chains and hold on to the ball. I watched the 92 Ohio State game last night.
Really?
Yeah. I was in bed and I'm flicking around and Cindy's screaming at me, turn that TV off. I know I'm going to watch this game. I want to see how bad Herb Street was this game. Our guy sacked him pretty good. He and I laugh about that game a lot.
He reached out. I'm sure I would imagine you guys have talked or will soon, but he had a really nice thing on Twitter about you yesterday, calling you one of his all-time favorites. And you know, we in Wisconsin know what you have meant, but it's pretty cool when someone on the platform he has, who loves college football, he's very good at what he does, Kirk Herbstreit, but you guys have struck up a very, very good friendship over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We visit occasionally. You know, he'll ask for my opinion a lot. When I was on the committee, he and I would visit about what I saw, what he saw through Kenny. You know, he's an investor in Wheels Up. You know, we've done a couple functions together down in the Bahamas with Wheels Up and Kenny Dichter's group. And we do have a great relationship.
Yeah, the college football play, I'm dancing around a lot of different topics now, but that was important for you to be a part of it, too, wasn't it, the first time?
Yeah, I wanted to be, I love college football. I owe college football. I think college football is important to me. And I really wanted to be a part of that. And I'm really pleased that they invited me to be a part of that first committee. Cause now I know what they're going through. I know what's going on behind that door. I'm not guessing. And I'm not afraid to share my opinions on things. So. But anyhow, I am, I'm very pleased, but really around a lot of good people in that first group.
Yeah, the one, and a lot of folks have heard the story, I guess, but there might be some people tuning in who haven't all the time, but you really struck up a good relationship with Condoleezza Rice, who really knows her football too, apparently.
Yeah, she does. You know what, she tells the story. Her father was a high school coach and she'd watch film with him. She likes football and she knows football. And she talked about her father going to a clinic up here in Wisconsin. He was coaching in the South. And, I'm sure it was probably integrated at that time. And she said that he came up here and raved about how well he was treated. And that always, she had always registered with her. And so we did. We have I had a great deal of respect for her. And I just heard from her. Actually, a friend of mine from in town was at a meeting with her. And so we were texting back and forth about a week or two ago. But I respect that. She's a great problem solver. Very smart lady. And, you know, she took a little heat. I can remember a couple old football coaches saying, "What? She's never had her hand in the dirt." You know, a lot of guys haven't had their hands in the dirt, you know, but she understands football and she's smart and she's made a hell of a lot tougher decisions than we're making.
Good. Very good point. That's a very good, very good point. We'll take a break. We'll have more as we continue with the Barry Alvarez Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Nicholas Funds. Patience, hard work, and a disciplined process help build a foundation for success in both basketball and investments. Investing for the long term. Nicholas Funds, a proud sponsor of UW Badger basketball. Investments involve risk and principal loss as possible. The fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses must be considered carefully before investing. The statutory and summary prospectus contain this and other important information about the investment company, and it may be obtained by visiting nicholasfunds.com. Read it carefully before investing. Nicholas Funds are distributed by Quasar Distributors.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
When you spend a lot of time in your home, you want to take steps to make it healthier. Carrier has innovative products to help improve indoor air quality, like the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
This is the Barry Alvarez Show, sponsored by Culver's, where you can enjoy delicious shakes and malts made with Culver's fresh frozen custard and real milk in your favorite flavor. Welcome to Delicious. We continue our conversation with Coach Alvarez. The last year, stressful, probably doesn't begin to describe what it's been like, for everybody, but in your world specifically, with trying to navigate a department through a pandemic. So I guess we'll try to exclude this from the question, but what will you miss the most, you think, about being an athletic director?
You know, the relationships you have with your coaches. Some players, you're not as close to the players as you were as a coach, but the relationships you have with certain coaches, other athletic directors, the meetings and the trust you build with other people in the business, the people that you associate with and deal with. I love those relationships. And, you know, you meet people all over the country, and guys like Archie Manning have become good friends. We're on a couple committees together. And I know one of his sons, his oldest son, came up here, brought his daughter up to look at the school last year. And just the friends that I've met through this business and dealt with, probably won't be able to see them or communicate with them as often as I have had a chance to do in the past.
How much has the dynamic of the job changed in your time as AD?
I don't know that it's changed that much. I think we're about ready to see huge change in the business, and how you manage things, and in dealing possibly with agents now, and dealing with pay for play, so to speak, or name, image, likeness, and how you learn how to manage with transfers. All those things are coming to the forefront and going to have to be dealt with. And as an administrator, as the head of the department, you've got to figure out how to take advantage of those rules, because everybody's trying to figure it out. How, you know, what you got a rule, and whether it's, you know, when you shoot a free throw, you don't back up 5 feet unless you're Wilt Chamberlain. So you toe the line, you know, you get up as close as you can to the line. And that's the same thing you do in athletics. And as an athletic director, you know the rules, you try to take, you know, you push them, know them well enough that you somehow you have to have an edge. I always feel like when you compete, you look for an edge. And so you have to find those. And there are, all these things are going to be new.
With NIL, in theory, I think many people will say, yeah, it makes sense if an athlete can make some money through name, image, and likeness. But there's a lot of layers to it, I would think. I'm not smart enough to know all the answers, or probably any answers. But what's your biggest concern? What's the biggest red flag with this approaching?
My biggest red flag is if it's used for recruiting. If you go to a high school senior and you promise him X amount of dollars, if he come to my school, I'll promise you X amount of dollars in endorsements if you come there. And you then have gone out into your community and to all your alumni and asked for commitments for these endorsements. And you use that to recruit the players. And I just don't like that. I don't like that. If you have an athlete that is skilled enough or has the wherewithal to capitalize on social media, TikTok or whatever it is, and has all these followers, and it's valuable and they can sell advertising, I think that's great. But that's them doing it. And they can do that any place. But it's using NIL to recruit in the schools doing it and using it as enticement. I think there's got to be rules that, you know, you have to be an enrolled student and maybe you have played a year before you can capitalize on this, but it can be workable. And some of the rules we have been foolish, not allowing them to work or do those things. That's much like limits on meals. Are you kidding me? You know, I can remember one time I said, you know, we were going to take a bus to save money to an away game. And I said, well, we're going to have a walk through here. I want to have a nice lunch for them, sit down, have a nice lunch, and then get on the bus and go. NC2A rule said you can't have a sit down meal. So I had to hand them a box lunch to get on the bus. It was just foolish, rules for no reason, rules for rules.
Right.
And but I think we've got to control using NIL to entice athletes to come.
Between that and transfers now, I think the portal in basketball it's 1,300, probably higher than that now. And it's the way of the world. I wonder, Barry, does that change how a coach goes about his or her business? Like how you coach, how hard you coach? Does that change now?
No, I don't think so. I think this, and I've told my coaches, and I said this in Big Ten meetings, as a coach, you recruit these athletes. You're in the home. You should be able to see whether you have a helicopter parent. You got a parent that's going to be right in the middle of that athlete's business. You're going to see if that athlete is spoiled. You should have done your research, but you brought him here. And it's a coach's responsibility to build rapport with a student athlete that he wants to please the coach. He wants to play hard for that coach. And if they're not happy, they should have a right to leave. I mean, I put that on the coach. The thing that's happened now, you've got to change recruiting. You've got to double your recruiting. You've got to have a board and somebody assigned for the transfer for portal because it could help your team. I look at ours. We've got some holes in basketball because of graduation. You've got a couple of transfers. Take a look at the portal. You've got to recruit that now. And the thing that I like about our situation, people love to come to school in Madison. They love Madison. They love the university. We have good facilities. This is a place. This is an ideal place. You're playing in a great league. This is a place you can sell, and it's appealing for kids to come here. Mm-hmm. So I think that gives us an advantage.
Yeah, you always, again, try to put this in perspective because you guys, when you got here, did a great job of selling what you're selling your vision. But I would think a little more manageable now to get somebody as opposed to 90 when you hit the ground running.
Yeah, we were selling blue sky. You know, I looked around the room. We were all wearing, I got a Notre Dame national championship ring. I see Callahan and Cause wearing Illinois Big Ten rings. Mac and Bernie are wearing Iowa Big Ten championship rings. And so I raised money and bought everybody rings. So we had a Wisconsin ring. So you walk in the room, everybody wants to look, kids want to look at your hardware. You know, I said, I'm tired of advertising for everybody else. We got to wear our own rings. You
know, so. And it worked. And I think one of the key classes may very well have been your first. I want to pick up on that. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll get into that and more as we continue with the Barry Alvarez Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Hey, Stan, how's it going?
Hey, Jim. It's going pretty well. Eve and I are looking into mortgages.
Where are you looking? We just refinanced and are super happy with our lender.
We're not really sure. Been looking around, but it all seems pretty complicated.
Yep, exactly why we went with Monona Bank. Their mortgage lenders are great. They keep it simple, walk you through the process. You can even apply online. In fact, we were so happy we moved all of our accounts over there.
Thanks for the tip, neighbor.
Monona Bank, your home for home mortgages. From one neighbor to another, we get it. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, Badger fans. Matt LePay here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. If they're in Madison or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More made easy. UPS, the official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Get ready for more. Introducing Hy-Vee Plus. Get a Hy-Vee Plus premium membership for just $99 a year and get fuel savings every time you shop in-store and online. Plus, exclusive deals and offers every month. Plus, you can call our Redline hotline day or night for anything you need. Plus, free online delivery and free express pickup. Plus, a personal online shopper. With Hy-Vee Plus, our plus equals more. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Our conversation with Athletics Director Barry Alvarez continues, and before the last break, we were talking about how Coach and his staff, they had to literally hit the ground running. They had about a month from taking the job to signing day, and I'm sure you get asked this a lot, Barry, about is there a recruiting class that you felt like it helped turn the corner? Probably make an argument that first one had a lot to do with.
No question. You think about some of those guys. You got Verstegen, Rudy, Mike Roan, Mike Thompson, Brett Moss, J.C. Dawkins, Messenger, Yusef Burgess, Jamel Brown, you know, and it goes on and on. And we had a quarterback in that group that probably would have helped us win earlier, and Joe Wagner was a heck of a player. But he was really a good baseball player. He was set to go play baseball at Arkansas. And I came in, I knew about him when I was at Notre Dame. He was on our board at Notre Dame. And I went up and saw him, and brought him in on a visit, told him he could play baseball, got the baseball coaches involved. And then that spring, you know, I had made an arrangement with the baseball coaches that during spring ball, he practiced spring practice. Then he pitched all he wanted, you know, when we're not practicing or after spring ball. And they came in and, you know, they were fighting for their lives, trying to keep the program. And they, you know, they wanted him every day. I said, no, that wasn't the deal. And I was hard headed and they were hard headed. And so they, you know, Joe ended up transferring or signing a contract, you know, a Major League Baseball contract, then hurt his arm. I don't know what happened to him, but he would have been a really good quarterback for us.
Yeah. Yeah. We ended up getting one a little bit later when Daryl Bevel joined the party. How well did you know? Obviously, you knew Bernie, you knew Dan McCarney. How much of that full staff, how much did you know a lot of those guys before you hired them?
You know, we used to have an assistant coach's golf outing and spend 2 days, and they'd mix up the staffs. So you'd have somebody, you know, four guys, they'd all be from different staffs. The next day you'd play with three other guys. Then you hung out, you had dinner together, had cocktails together that night. And then, when I recruited Chicago, Billy, Chili, and Kaz all recruited the Chicagoland area. And I'd go in there and I had all those three guys and I knew they were working hard. You know, I'd fight like crazy. They beat me. They were just ahead of me. There were three of them working. And so I knew these guys were workers and they can flat recruit. You know, Mac is a great recruiter. Bernie was off the charts. Bernie was the man in the East, had a lot of connections. He could just go get players for you. You know, Kaz could turn over rocks. Billy could turn over rocks and find guys in the inner city. You know, he'd come back with a film of a kid playing basketball in gym class to try to sell me the tape, you know, because he knew he was a great athlete. No one knew about him. Those guys were really good recruiters.
I'll never forget your first year. Dan McCarney, who was just, you know, high octane 24/7. He's running sprints with Don Davey toward the end. It was before the Michigan State game, the energy level of that team all season long. And I was told that like McCarney would be the guy too in the office at night who would start prank calling guys. Just, you know, as tough as he was or could be on the field with them, they got him.
He always knew how to have fun.
Yeah.
Mac always knew how to have a lot of energy, you know, just a high energy guy, fun to be around. He liked to mess with his players. Players loved to play for him. He'd push them hard. Then they'd have fun. He knew how to have fun with them. And he'd tease them. He'd pull pranks on them all the time, do all that stuff. But he was really a good recruiter, get close to the parents. He and I were a pretty good 1-2 punch in a home.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And most of those guys were able to get back for the reunion a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back those bowl teams.
Yeah. I just heard Jeff Horton. He wasn't on that staff, but I just heard from Hort this morning. He's still in San Diego, coaching San Diego State. Mm-hmm. But heard from most of the guys.
Yeah, my goodness. As it was already 2021. That was 3 years ago when the Nebraska home game when you guys had the 25-year Rose Bowl reunion. Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. You're able to stay in touch with Mac and Kaz and Chili. You're able to, you know, correspond fairly regularly.
Yeah, we stay in – Mac lives in Sarasota. I haven't run into him in Florida, but he's been up here a couple of times. His wife is from Madison. Chili has a place down in not far from me, and he and I get together once or twice a year. You know, Billy's busy in the NFL, so I don't see Billy that much. Kaz stays in contact. Most of the guys stay in contact.
Boy, they've done well, right? I mean, they did great things here, but they've done well in their careers, all of them.
Yeah, really, haven't they? I think, didn't we have three of them ended up being NFL head coaches? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of head coaches in a group. A lot of guys went to the NFL. You know, Billy always wanted to be in the NFL. You know, ended up being head coach at Nebraska. And he's done a good job. Billy was a head coach in the NFL. He and Chill, both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, fun group. It's just and I know you and I were talking yesterday. The 30 and under crowd only knows bowl trips and NCAA tournament bids and all of that. But that energy level, the confidence, it had to be that way here, right? I mean, it was this place needed a shot in the arm.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the guys don't remember. You know, better get your seasons, better get your tickets now. Before long, you won't get them, be able to get them. But we hustled. I can remember in the summer, I'd send my guys out. I took every high school coach and I sent someone out to go to the Milwaukee area, go up north, go to wherever the high schools, go to the high school coach of a player that we had here and say, listen, you know, I got tickets for you, half price or whatever. We got them for a deal in the end zone. And we will sell, you rent a bus, we'll sell you these tickets for peanuts. We just need people in the stands. You know, bring a busload. We'll give you a deal on tickets. My guys are out selling tickets. You know, I Pat Richter and I went out every day. We were on, you know, at a golf outing, speaking to alumni groups and booster groups, just trying to hustle tickets and drum up interest. So it just didn't happen. You know, we were out there working it, trying to get people in the stadium. I'd buy 50 tickets a game myself in the end zone, and I'd give them to the Boys and Girls Club. I'd give them to different youth groups in the community just to get people in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you go through that, and then 4 years later, you're at the Rose Bowl, and there's 70,000 people in the stadium and another 30,000 who couldn't get in, but they made the best of it in the parking lot. So how things change. We'll take a break. We'll get coaches' thoughts on a couple changes here in the athletic department, including a new women's basketball coach. All that as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger basketball fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
Cancer is often detected too late. At Exact Sciences, we're working to change lives by helping to detect cancer earlier. Headquartered in Madison, Exact Sciences is growing and needs dedicated, energetic individuals to join our team. You don't have to be a scientist to work at Exact Sciences. We're hiring for our laboratory and customer care teams and have hundreds of job openings for people of all backgrounds and experience levels. Visit ExactSciences.com to learn more and join the fight against cancer. Change careers, change lives. Exact Sciences.
Our remaining minutes with UW Athletic Director Barry Alvarez and the new women's basketball coach. I haven't had a chance to meet her yet, kind of wave yesterday before your event. Marissa Mosley comes to town with a very impressive resume. She left her alma mater, by the way, to come here at Boston U. She was for a number of years working with Gino Auriemma, one of the iconic names in all of women's basketball coaching. As you got to know her, as you met her, what jumped out to you about her, Barry?
You know, everyone that I talked to, first of all, spoke volumes of how the players respected her, how she communicated, how she'd be a part of the department, knowledgeable. She worked for a while up in Minnesota for Joel Maturi, and Joel talked about, you know, her being one of his and his wife's favorite coach, all-time coaches, great rapport with the players, just very positive. And then when you talk to her, you can see she's got charisma. She's got polish. Very, very poised. It's somebody that you want to put the program in her hands. She's been exposed. You know, she's had her own program and built that. She's been around the best program at UConn. So, you know, she had what we were looking for in all phases. And she really wanted the job, wanted to be back, wanted to be in the Big Ten, knew the league, and those things are important. Had some recruiting connections, had a plan for staff, and you know, she checked all the boxes.
It was interesting to me when I was listening to her and at one of her Zoom interviews. She talked about wanting to get out in the community and doing all the things that you talked about, what you guys did back in 1990. Sounded very familiar.
We had that conversation. She said, any suggestions? And I said, I would recommend that you start working on the high school and AAU coaches in the state immediately. We lose too many of our in-state athletes. They're playing around the country. They're playing Green Bay comes in here and has a better program than we do with in-state kids. So, you know, make sure you take a good look in-state before you move out of state. But you're going to have to go out of state to get some. But, you know, the formula stays the same.
Yeah, right.
They just have to understand it.
No need to reinvent the wheel here, right? Yeah. How about the state of hockey? You know, Coach Granato got his team in the tournament. Obviously it was a tough way to go out for his team, but Mark Johnson, title number 6. Unbelievable. Well,
what a dynasty. And, you know, I say it's hard to win, to stay at that high level, the level that he's in, to expect to win championships, national championships. You know, I really admired Nick Saban for keeping that edge and keeping the edge in his program to stay at that high level. And it's really hard to do. It's, you know, human nature to get a little complacent and know that it's just going to happen. But, you know, Mark's been able to find the right formula to, you know, continue to recruit at a high level, keep his coaches and players hungry, and keep them on edge to play at that consistent high level.
Yeah. And speaking of consistent high level, the volleyball team, number 1 overall seed going into the NCAA tournament. And, you know, one thing that I don't know if we hit on it. In fact, I'm sure we didn't yesterday. We talked about the renovations, the new buildings, the capital projects. I don't think we touched on the field house. It looks a heck of a lot better now than what it looked like.
You know, it's interesting. I drove Cindy by there yesterday as we were going to the press conference. She said, I haven't seen this yet. And so we just made a swing, and it's gorgeous. And this spring and summer, when the flowers come out there and that mall area in the front is spectacular, and cleaning up the brick and the new windows. And I can remember Bo calling me one day and says, you know what? He was over at Hotel Red, and he said, I'm looking across the street. You know, you got the walls falling down. You've got the field house looks terrible. You know, and I said, I know. I said, we're working on that. We're real close to get started and make a commitment to it. And then so one day I was driving to work, and I look over there, and I remember Bo saying that. So I texted him. I said, I don't know if you're in town or not, but if you are, you need to get down here and drive in front of the field house. He says, you know what? My wife was just down there and took a picture and sent it to me.
It's nice. It really is.
It's gorgeous.
And the inside isn't bad either. They've turned that Coach F field that they definitely have the home court advantage when you get fans back in here. Yeah. All that, it means something.
Kelly is really a unique individual. I went over and watched him practice. He had me speak to the team a couple weeks ago, and you talk about them hanging on every word, and him really a thoughtful coach and staying ahead of the game and how he's going to approach the players and what he's going to have them do. And you know, they've gone through bouts where they've missed practice and been quarantined for weeks at a time, and yet still come back and play at a high level and ranked number 1 in the country, or seeded number 1 in the country going into the tournament. I'm excited for them.
Very. You mentioned something here in closing for this show here tonight. You mentioned something yesterday. Well, actually, a lot of things that you talked about struck a chord with people. But toward the end of the conversation that we had, how much you're looking forward to a full stadium, a full arena again. It's going to be – I don't want to suggest that fans were ever taken for granted. By no means do I want to say that. But I think they'll be appreciated more than ever.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say, Mac. You come and you forget, because every Saturday, every home Saturday, it's going to be full. You got the hustle bustle around town, around the stadium, the tailgating. And we've got 2 classes now that will have never felt the roar of the crowd when you take the field. And I can't wait till we get back to normal, so that the stadium's full and the people are back to doing all the things that we've done in the past, and our players can enjoy it. The fans can enjoy the experience, and how much fun will that be again? And then we will really appreciate it this time.
Oh, no doubt. And you get to watch Jake play a full season. So that,
yeah, as a fan,
it'll be a beautiful thing. Congrats again. I know we're not done. We've got more to come here in next month and in the coming months, but always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, Matt, have a great day. Thank you.
Athletics Director Barry Alvarez back to close things out right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Always a fun conversation with Barry Alvarez. We have one more show for this academic year. That'll be on May 12th, our final show on this platform with Barry as the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. We thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. This is Matt LePay along with our engineer, Dave McCann, and for Coach Alvarez. Good night on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This has been the Barry Alvarez Radio Show. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.